A master never even thinks about revenge. Hoo-hoo. Sounds like a tough one, doesn't it? That's Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with instant inspiration. A master never even thinks about revenge. So many people that come in for counseling because they are unhappy with their world. They're unhappy with their lives. They're unhappy with the people that they're associated with. They're unhappy with their parents and their family. They're unhappy with their associates at the office. They're unhappy for 100 different reasons. And they come in and they say, oh, you know, if those people just didn't exist, if those people were just out of my world, if I could just, you know, start over again and have a fresh beginning, everything would be okay. But those people. Then I say, okay. Now, those people are in your world. Would you say that's true? Oh, yeah. Those people are in your world because you created them there. Would you say that's true? No, I didn't create them there. That was just a chance. That was just an act. Well, nothing happens by chance, and there are no accidents. That's my philosophy. Do you believe nothing happens by chance, and there are no accidents? Everything has a cause that brings it into being. Do you believe that? Do you recognize that that is so? Well, if you recognize that so, then you cannot say that they're in your world as an accident or by chance. And you can only say that you created them there. But they're so terrible. I created them there. They're so obnoxious. They're so disgusting. They're so irritating. They're so completely out of line and telling me what to do and telling me how to live my life and telling me where to. Yes, yes, they are. They are. And if you were not exactly the same, you wouldn't recognize it. If you were an absolutely loving, beautiful person, you would see the world absolutely loving and beautiful, even with which other people would see not laughing, loving and beautiful, and laughing too. People see the world exactly as a perfect reflection of who they are. People who've got a smile on their face all the time and got joy in their heart and are looking at the world as an expectation of an exciting adventure, they don't see misery in the world. They go out and they see it so beautiful. And they see somebody who fell down in the mud and they say, boy, oh boy, you sure did a good one that time. Come on, let me help you up. And, you know, back on your feet there. Hey, come on over here. There's a water faucet. I'll squirt you and wash you off. But then you'll be clean and you can dry as you're walking along. But, hey, you know, you're a wonderful guy. I'm so glad I came along. I haven't seen a muddy man for a long time, especially a guy who fell down face first in the mud. You are something else again. Stand still now. Let me squirt this water on you. And the guy says, are you some kind of nut or something? And you say, yep, kind of a fun nut. I find happiness wherever I go. I find great people wherever I go. And you're a wonderful person. You're so nice of you to fall down in the mud so that I have a chance to wash you off. Now, I can go home and tell my wife and say, you know, sweetheart, I was walking along and this guy fell face first in the mud and he looked so silly. And I helped him up and I said, now stand here and let me rinse you off. And he says, I'm some kind of nut. And you know, he's right. I am some kind of nut, but I'm a nut of happiness. I just love myself. I just love my life. And then I was walking along and I fell down in the mud. My face all in the mud. My face, clothes all in the mud. Oh, I felt just miserable for a second. And I thought, I must look silly. I must look silly. And I said, hey, mister, will you do me a favor? What? What do you want? You know, muddy man. I just fell in that mud puddle. Will you take this hose and squirt me off? And the guy says, sure. And he had a laugh. What a silly thing to happen to me, to be asked to take a hose and squirt off a guy who fell in the mud. I could go home and tell my family about that. I'd tell the world about that. Nobody believed that it happened to me, but it happened. And here I'm squirting him off, and he's laughing, and he's saying, thank you, this is wonderful. A little more over here, a little more over here. Get all that mud off. I'll dry off in the sun as I'm walking along, but thank you very much. And, mister, I fell in the mud, but I met a person who is just wonderful. Thank you very much for washing me off. And the guy says, yeah, okay. Okay, you know. And the guy goes home and tells his wife. His wife says, oh, sure you did. Yeah, I can imagine that. Making up a story again. But, sweetheart, it's true. And, you know, if you're going to go around the world looking for joy and happiness and peace and harmony and love and goodness and unconditional love, and I can go on forever and not close my mouth, you know I can do that. But, if you're going to go around looking for that, you'll find it. As you go around looking for the unhappiness in the world, the things that need to be improved or corrected or changed in the world, you're going to find the world filled with those things because you're looking for them. You're making up a list and counting it twice of all the bad things that are naughty, not nice, you know. And you're doing those things and you're silly. What you want to do is to put a cause in motion for happiness. And if you put a cause in motion that revenge for something, who put that stone in the way and I fell in the mud, you know? Who did this terrible thing to me? Well, you did it yourself. But if you tell it to people, they did it themselves, they'll say, oh, yeah, I know what kind of mind you got. You saw it happening and you had a way to weasel out of it, you know? But no, everything we see is our creation. Now, if we see a man fall in the mud, and we are asked to help squirt him off, which should be fun to do, would we call that bad? Not at all. And would we say to the guy, you know, you're neat. Here you are, you fall in the mud. You're not unhappy. You just want to get rinsed off a little bit so you can see your way through the mud pie in your face. And you're not blaming anybody for the mud puddle being there. You're not saying you were stupid because you fell in there, but you just say, rinse me off. And what a marvelous way of looking at life. What an inspiration you are to me. Well, now, really, that's you, the inspiration in you that's looking at him and sharing with him who you are, because he may have been ready to blow a fuse, you know? And as he's ready to blow this fuse, you just say, you are an amazing man. Anybody else who'd fall in the mud would be as angry as can be, but you are, the guy's fuse is going off, you are just as calm and wonderful as I am. You don't say that. You're just as calm and wonderful as can be. I respect you. You are a wonderful example to me of a beautiful soul. Thank you for being in my world. Meanwhile, can I rinse you off with this hose here? And he says, all right. You know, his fuse has come down. His temperature has come down. His pulse has come down. He's become relaxed and peaceful, just like you are, because you created him. You created him as an evil man who wants to shoot you, or as a delightful man who goes away saying, I don't know why I even had an idea like that in my head. Or, not even thinking I had an idea like that in my head, going away saying, this is a wonderful world. I live in a wonderful world. I'm surrounded by wonderful people. I am the creator. No revenge ever passes through our mind. No wanting to get evil, get back at someone who does something to us. No choice of doing that. No desire to do that. Because it's us. We create each person in our world as wonderful or as wonderful or as problematic as we are. And if we want to straighten ourselves out, then everything falls into place. If we want to create the problem continuing, then it'll continue. It continues because we're the creator. We are the one who is having our reflection shine out. You see, when your reflection shines out, that's your response to the experience. It's not what the experience is, it's your response to it. Everyone sees the experience differently. And your response to it is, hey, that's wonderful. That's good. All is good and very good. And there's never a thought of getting back at somebody because something happens. You can't blame anybody because there's no one to blame but yourself, and you can't blame yourself. Could God create anything that was not good? No. Are you God? Yep. Do you create anything that's not good? Nope. Is everything in your world good? Yep. Is everything in your world beautiful? Yep. Is that muddy man in your world, is he bad? Nah, it's kind of silly. But did you rinse him off? Yep. Did you get wet while you're rinsing him off from the splash? Yeah, a little bit, but that's all right. You know, I didn't mind that. Then when I go home, my wife will say, how'd you get that mud on you? Well, there, it's like this. And she'll say, oh, you have the most interesting experiences of anyone I have ever known in my life. You are the most sweet man, the most delightful man. Oh, what a good creator he is. Oh, what a good creator he is, you know. And here he had his beautiful new suit on, and he got mud splashed on it. And his wife doesn't say, you got mud on your beautiful new suit. Now we got to take it to the cleaners right away. She didn't say that. She just said, you are the most lovable man. Now, isn't that a big difference? Big difference. Big difference. And what effect is she going to get out of him, or affect, you know? The effect that she's going to get out of him is that he is going to be continuing on his beautiful, lovable, wonderful way. And there'll be no thought of retribution, no thought of unhappiness, no thought of doing anything that is not a winning thought. Terrific, isn't it? Mm-hmm. So think about it. A master never even thinks about revenge, because that's not in his universe, nor is it in his world, nor is it anywhere.